What do you love? I love bacon. I also love my husband. I love my husband way more than I love bacon. Although I really do love bacon. Love is many things, and we think about it more on this day that we celebrate love. Children were asked the question, what does love mean? 8-year-old Rebecca answered, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love. 4-year-old Terry said, love is what makes you smile when you're tired. I like that. Little Marianne said, love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. That's true. And one of my favorites is from 5-year-old Elaine. Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. Yes, Elaine, that is love. We love on many different levels. It's such a complex emotion, and we always associate it with the heart, when actually it all comes from chemical signals in our brain. But who wants to get a card on Valentine's Day with a big picture of a brain? No one. We want hearts, chocolate ones. The heart is the symbol of love, but there are different types or expressions and ways to love. We see 4 different expressions of love throughout the Bible. There is romantic love, or the love we have for a spouse. There is the love we have for our family and children. Another expression is the love we have for friends. And then there is the big agape love, the divine, unconditional, and sacrificial love. This is best shown to us through God giving His Son for us, and also an example for us through Jesus in how we should love others by laying our lives down. Love is many things, and it's best expressed through how we live and act. Think about it. Someone can easily say, I love you, but their actions may say something totally different. How do we know what love is? 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is the famous love chapter of the Bible, and it's smack in the middle of Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. Corinth was a very rich and immoral city, and the church there was struggling, facing division, and allowing the city and culture to influence it more than it was influencing the city. And it's no accident that Paul, in the middle of his correction and instruction, beautifully reminds them that it's not just about doing the right things and going through the motions of faith. What matters most is the heart behind what we are doing and how we are living. We are to love, be kind, be patient, not be proud or quick to anger, but grace-giving and delighting in truth. Everything else in the world will fail, but love will never fail. That's the truth. That's what love is. May we show that kind of love in the midst of the world we find ourselves in. How we live matters. How we love matters even more. I'm Lori Klein.